Providence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, 30% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 75 at 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The station is heavy. Some people held onto debris as they watched their homes float away. At least one person has died. Two more are missing. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help after a disturbing video surfaced depicting a woman being forcibly abducted from in front of a Wichita home. The video from a home surveillance camera was released Monday afternoon. It shows a woman approaching the home when a man grabs her from behind and forcibly walks her back to the street. The homeowners say they don't know who the woman is. The incident occurred around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. A national food aid program for children and pregnant people is at risk of running out of funding during the federal shutdown. The Trump administration now says it will send temporary funding to keep the program afloat. But as Anna Pope reports, advocates say it's only a short-term fix.
Almost 7 million people in the U.S. rely on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. The program's contingency fund has already been doled out, and administering agencies vary on how long the money will last. Shelley Schneider, the WIC program director for the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma, says it still has benefits available. Some of the nation's WIC funding was still left from the previous fiscal year, but she says that money will run out later this fall.
The delayed funding jeopardizes our most precious resources, which are our infants and our children, because they are our future.
But now White House officials have announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
At a town hall in Lenexa last night, locals expressed frustration at the idea of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional maps to make it harder for Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher, who is running for Kansas governor, says the current redistricting effort is less transparent than in previous years.
To me, it was very important to make sure that we heard from citizens, because the previous redistricting that was done in 2022, there were town halls.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible four-day special session to consider redistricting. The city of Salina has approved spending another $750,000 to remove a massive log jam on the Smoky Hill River in Bill Burke Park. The city originally agreed to pay a contractor $450,000 to remove the jam in July, but since then the obstruction has grown even larger, leading to higher costs for removal. KSN reports the city hopes state disaster funds will cover half the cost. Weather forecast for today, there's a 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high this afternoon near 75 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs tomorrow near 84 degrees. Right now, Lawrence, some drizzle, 63 degrees. Topeka, some drizzle, 63 degrees. In Atchison, it's mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station
at lawrenceartcenter.org.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, did President Eisenhower meet with aliens from outer space? A Kansas historian has looked into it.
Well, the story is that he was out in Palm Desert and had to have a nighttime dental appointment, but was whisked off to Edwards Air Force Base in California to see the the remains of the Roswell aliens.
Today is Eisenhower's birthday. Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, a look at some of the myths and legends surrounding our 34th president. Forecast for today, 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high around 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, drizzle 63 degrees, Topeka some drizzle at 63. The time is 6:21.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, a new danger for Gazan civilians as Hamas fighters execute so-called collaborators in the streets and clash with rival gangs. Madagascar's absent president dissolves parliament, so what next? And a dinosaur superhighway found in southern England.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2.
Support for NPR.
Like, you see in Gaza, it's just really gray and full of rubble and dirt everywhere. But still, we see a future.
That was Shema Ahmed, a college student, and Shuruk Al-Aila, a widowed mother and journalist, both in Gaza. This is NPR News.
When crowds become dense, it can be challenging to move around or leave because of the laws of physics. One scientist set out to better understand human crowds by studying the movements of herds of sheep.
Flow, jam, rock, flow, jam, this kind of behavior.
I'm Andrew Limbong. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees today. It's 6:30.
Is trying to silence truth and punish dissent and, yes, weaponize justice for political gain.
James was indicted last week on charges of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution stemming from her purchase of a home in Virginia several years ago. She's accused Trump of targeting her for retribution for having brought a civil fraud lawsuit against Trump and his companies in the lead-up to last year's presidential election. A state appeals court overturned the fine but upheld a lower court's finding that Trump committed fraud. Wall Street futures are on the downside this morning. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Several people have been affected by an ammonia leak at a fertilizer factory in Coffeyville. The leak occurred Saturday around 4 p.m. The company that owns the factory, CVR Energy, told KOAM that, quote, several individuals were transported off-site for evaluation after the leak. The company released no information about the condition of the individuals. The company also says it's investigating what happened to cause the leak. First responders from across Montgomery County responded to the incident. Kansas saw a decrease of more than 150 people experiencing homelessness this year. As Dylan Lyson reports, though, advocates fear the count may not be as accurate in the future.
A new report shows more than 2,600 homeless people were counted across Kansas during a single night in January. That's 5% less than last year. But the Trump administration recently ordered withholding federal funds for Housing First initiatives that provide shelter for homeless people before they get treatment for issues like drug use. Shanae Eggert of the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition said in August that turning away some homeless people from shelter will make it harder to count them.
If we put forth any barriers to program enrollment, the data will be skewed.
More than 60% of the state's homeless population reside in either the Lawrence or Wichita areas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A new type of fencing is gaining traction with ranchers and conservationists. Virtual fencing uses GPS collars, sounds, and electrical cues to move cattle across a landscape and keep them out of sensitive areas like stream banks and nesting grounds. William Burnage with the Nature Conservancy says this new technology provides unprecedented flexibility and precision for cattle grazing and grassland management.
Virtual fence does not replace the human being in the ranching operation. It is a tool for ranchers to use, but it still requires wisdom and knowledge and experience and good decision making.
The Nature Conservancy has worked on projects in half a dozen states, including Kansas. Weather forecast for today, 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 78. The time is 6:34.
Siblana Wise, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, former Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who served on the High Court for 30 years, talks about his new memoir, which explores his life on and off the High Court. He spoke with NPR's Nina Totenberg. We'll hear that conversation in about 10 minutes. Updated forecast from the National Weather Service says there's a 30% chance of showers this morning. A storm front moving across rather quickly should leave us with mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. High temperatures near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 85. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 64 degrees. Topeka reporting some drizzle, 63. Manhattan, rain, 63 degrees. Junction City, cloudy and 63 degrees. It's 6:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public we serve. This is NPR News.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Vampires have been at the bleeding heart of some of the biggest book series ever, but what if a vampire sees you reading about vampires and wants to be friends? Maybe keep some garlic handy. Garlic, of course, is supposed to ward vampires off. Jennifer L. Armentrout's new romantasy, The Primal of Blood and Bone, is out in a special edition in a coffin-shaped box with garlic-scented pages and paired with a bottle of Hellman's garlic aioli. Just in case, it's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Odoo, maker of business management software with the goal of promoting growth and scaling businesses with efficiency. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. From Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Today, October 14th, is the 135th anniversary of the birth of Dwight D. Eisenhower, our nation's 34th president. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene, which is where his presidential library is located. Martin Mac Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He says Ike was extremely self-confident, but not arrogant.
He was so comfortable in his own skin. He was a natural leader. Whisked off to Edwards Air Force Base in California to see the the remains of the Roswell aliens that had crashed in 1947 and who were in a freezer on the Air Force Base. And then from that point on, Ike was briefed into the program and became part of the cover-up of the UFOs. And so in my book, I sort of explain what I think is the case. And I said, just be happy that Eisenhower started NASA, brought America into the space age, should, you know, started the astronaut program, you know.
But there is no record.
There is no record. No.
Written evidence.
There's absolutely
no
notes
from that meeting.
No.
Mac Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. Today is the 135th anniversary of Eisenhower's birth.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPRN. From the KPR newsroom, coming up at 9, it's the Classical Morning Show, classical music, with your classical friend Cordelia Brown.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
30% chance we could see some showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today with a high temperature near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy sky 64. Topeka drizzle 63. Manhattan reporting rain and 63 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 78. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The bombing has come to a halt. Israeli hostages and Palestinian...
This election will be a simple choice. Is Maine going to bow down or stand up? I know my answer.
However, Mills must still compete in Maine's Democratic primary election. Democratic Senate candidate and oyster farmer Graham Plattner is backed by Senator Bernie Sanders. Plattner says that he has several million dollars in donations already in the bank. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help after a disturbing video surfaced depicting a woman being forcibly abducted from in front of a Wichita home. The video from a home surveillance camera was released Monday afternoon. It shows a woman approaching the home when a man grabs her from behind and walks her back to the street. The homeowners say they don't know who the woman is. The incident occurred around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. The possibility of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts drew concern from residents at a town hall in Lenexa last night. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional map to eliminate the state's lone Democratic seat in Congress. Tony Woods is a pharmacy technician who lives in Lenexa. She says state lawmakers should follow the standard procedure and only redistrict every 10 years.
I want to be represented fairly. It should be done according to census. And let's not monkey around with it when it's not time.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible four-day special session. A healthcare nonprofit in Johnson County hopes the recent ceasefire in Gaza means they can start sending aid into the area. Salisa Kalakal has more.
Leaders of Heart to Heart International, which provides disaster aid around the world, say they're ready to send medical supplies and medicine into Gaza as soon as the border opens to humanitarian groups. Director of Disaster Response J.P. Fisher told KCUR's Up to Date they've prepared hygiene kits with basic items like toothbrushes and washcloths.
They do fill that immediate need and then also provide a sense of dignity and normalcy for the people who have been impacted.
Fisher says the situation in Gaza is dire and that nearly 4,000 children need medical evacuation. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
A Tennessee man has been fined more than $9,000 for poaching a deer in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says the man killed the deer in Miami County, Kansas, and later tagged it in Missouri. Game wardens obtained a warrant for the suspect's phone records, which confirmed he was in Kansas when the deer was killed in 2023. The man admitted to killing the deer in Kansas with a rifle and without a valid permit. He was fined $5,000 and must also pay more than $4,000 in restitution and court costs. Weather forecast for today, some showers moving across the listening area. 30% chance we could see precipitation this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warm with a high tomorrow near 85 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some drizzle, 64 degrees. Topeka reporting some drizzle, 63 degrees. Manhattan rain, 63 degrees. Junction City rain and 64 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It is 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Tension elsewhere. I think this is the biggest question that I hear coming from Arab officials.
All right, Gaith Alomari, Senior Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, did President Eisenhower meet with aliens from outer space? A Kansas historian has looked into it.
Well, the story is that he was out in Palm Desert and had to have a nighttime dental appointment, but was instead whisked off to Edwards Air Force Base in California to see the remains of the Roswell aliens.
Today is Eisenhower's birthday. Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, a look at some of the myths and legends surrounding our 34th president.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
30% chance of showers across the listening area this morning. Otherwise, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, some drizzle, 64 degrees. Topeka also reporting some drizzle and 63 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, a new danger for Gazan civilians as Hamas fighters execute so-called collaborators in the streets and clash with rival gangs. Madagascar's absent president dissolves parliament, so what next? And a dinosaur superhighway found in southern England.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
When crowds become dense, it can be challenging to move around or leave because of the laws of physics. One scientist set out to better understand human crowds by studying the movements of herds of sheep.
Flow, jam, trot, flow, jam, this kind of behavior.
I'm Andrew Limbong. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Serving you since 1952, this is KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 78. It's 7:30.
Democratic leaders in Congress want Republicans to negotiate on health care before agreeing to reopen the government. Short-term Republican and Democratic spending bills in the Senate have failed multiple times to get the 60 votes needed for passage. Maine's Governor Janet Mills says she's running for the U.S. Senate in a bid to unseat incumbent Republican Susan Collins. Mills announced her Democratic campaign this morning in a video in which she compares President Trump to a bully.
You know, my father was a seventh-generation Mainer who stood up for people who couldn't stand up for themselves. And when I was little, he told me, you can't let bullies have their way or they'll never stop.
Mills gained attention back in February when she verbally confronted Trump over the issue of transgender athletes at a meeting attended by Mills and other governors. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Several people have been affected by an ammonia leak at a fertilizer plant in Coffeyville. The leak occurred Saturday around 4 p.m. The company that owns the factory, CVR Energy, told KOAM that after the leak, quote, several individuals were transported off-site for evaluation. The company released no information about the condition of those individuals. The company also says it's investigating what happened to cause the leak. First responders from across Montgomery County responded to the incident. Kansas saw a decrease of more than 150 people experiencing homelessness this year. But as Dylan Lyson reports, advocates fear the count may not be as accurate in the future.
A new report shows more than 2,600 homeless people were counted across Kansas during a single night in January. That's 5% less than last year. But the Trump administration recently ordered withholding federal funds for Housing First initiatives that provide shelter for homeless people before they get treatment for issues like drug use. Shanae Eggert of the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition said in August that turning away some homeless people from shelter will make it harder to count them.
If we put forth any barriers to program enrollment, the data will be skewed.
More than 60% of the state's homeless population reside in either the Lawrence or Wichita areas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The city of Salina has approved spending another $750,000 to remove a massive log jam on the Smoky Hill River in Bill Burke Park. The city originally agreed to pay a contractor $450,000 to remove the jam in July, but since then the obstruction has grown even larger, leading to higher costs for its removal. KSN reports the city hopes state disaster funds will cover half the cost of removing the logjam. Weather forecast for today, 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high near 78. Winds will be calm, becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, sunny, warm. Highs tomorrow near 85 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some drizzle and 64 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from the state
of North Carolina.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up, the Senate returns to session today, expected to vote again on a congressional spending package as the government shutdown continues. This comes as federal workers are now starting to miss their paychecks, but there are millions of workers who aren't full employees of the government and aren't guaranteed back pay at all. We'll hear about them in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. National Weather Service says we can expect showers this morning, at least a 30% chance of showers, though many of the areas are reporting precipitation right now. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, high temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 64, Topeka drizzle 64, Junction City rain 64 degrees, Atchison drizzle and 63. It's 7:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there. This is NPR.
Good morning, Amy Martinez. This is about what the Greek Culture Ministry calls an act of courage worthy of ancient Olympians. A 2,400-year-old relic has been returned to the birthplace of the Olympics half a century after it was stolen. The German woman who took the top of an ancient column said she was inspired to give it back after seeing how other looted artifacts were returned to their homeland. As one university curator put it, it's never too late to do what is right. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation for nearly a century supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Today is the 135th anniversary of the birth of Dwight D. Eisenhower, our nation's 34th president. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene, which is where his presidential library is located. Martin Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He says Eisenhower was extremely self-confident, but not arrogant.
He was so comfortable in his own skin. He was a natural, but and claimed that he chipped a crown in his mouth and his teeth and had to have a nighttime dental appointment, but was whisked off to Edwards Air Force Base in California to see the remains of the Roswell aliens that had crashed in 1947 and who were in a freezer on the Air Force Base. And then from that point on, Ike was briefed into the program and became part of the cover-up of the UFOs. And so in my book, I sort of explain what I think is the case. And I said, just be happy that Eisenhower started NASA, brought America into the space age, should, you know, started the astronaut program, you know.
But there is no record.
There is no record. No.
Written evidence.
There is absolutely no notes
from that meeting.
No.
Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. Today is the 135th anniversary of Eisenhower's birth.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Better not wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. Get your tickets locked in for Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
It's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Really tough.
And big corporate deals, F. Sharipour says, are likely to keep happening. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Multi-channel tycoon Taylor Swift has announced a streaming series coming to Disney+, a documentary of her blockbuster Eras Tour, 6 episodes launching in December. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. 30% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 78. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Supich is describing the Trump administration's immigration actions as intended to terrorize.
Our pastors are telling us that attendance at Mass, particularly in Latino communities, is down because people are afraid to come out. That's very sad. But they're also afraid to go to grocery stores, get medical help.
Separately, Los Angeles County officials will decide today whether to declare a state of emergency. This would provide them with the power to offer assistance to county residents they say have been financially harmed by ongoing federal immigration raids. A heavy storm is pulling away into the Atlantic Ocean. The nor'easter poured heavy rain from the Carolinas up to New England over the holiday weekend. In the western United States, the remnants of a typhoon are striking the coast of Alaska. Alaskan officials say the devastation is heavy. At least one person has died. Two more are missing. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help after a disturbing video surfaced depicting a woman being forcibly abducted from in front of a Wichita home. The video from a home surveillance camera was released Monday afternoon. It shows a woman approaching the home when a man grabs her from behind and walks her back to the street. The homeowners say they don't know who the woman is. The incident occurred around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. At a town hall in Lenexa last night, locals expressed frustration at the idea of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional map to make it harder for Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher, who is running for Kansas governor, says the current redistricting effort is less transparent than in previous years.
To me, it was very important to make sure that we heard from citizens, because the previous redistricting that was done in 2022, there were town halls.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible 4-day special session to consider redistricting. A national food aid program for children and pregnant women is at risk of running out of funding during the federal shutdown. The Trump administration now says it will send temporary funding to keep the program afloat. But as Anna Pope reports, advocates say it's only a short-term fix.
Almost 7 million people in the U.S. rely on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. The program's contingency fund has already been doled out, and administering agencies vary on how long the money will last. Shelley Schneider, the WIC program director for the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma, says it still has benefits available. Some of the nation's WIC funding was still left from the previous fiscal year, but she says that money will run out later this fall.
The delayed funding jeopardizes our most precious resources, which is our infants and our children, because they are our future.
But now White House officials have announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
A Tennessee man has been fined more than $9,000 for poaching a deer in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says the man killed the deer in Miami County, Kansas, and later tagged it in Missouri. Game wardens obtained a warrant for the suspect's phone records, which confirmed he was in Kansas when the deer was killed in 2023. The man admitted to killing the deer in Kansas with a rifle and without a valid permit. Weather forecast for today, 30% chance of showers, especially this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, sunny and warm. Highs tomorrow near 85 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 64 degrees. Topeka's reporting some drizzle, 64 degrees. Junction City, rain and 64 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR.
Here, things might only get worse if tensions with Afghanistan escalate further. For NPR News, I'm Betsy Joles in Islamabad.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, witness videos of ICE agents detaining immigrants show increasingly tense and violent incidents.
People getting pepper sprayed or tear gassed, and we've seen at least two incidents involving gunfire.
The ACLU of Illinois says federal agents in Chicago are breaking the law by unnecessarily using violent force. That story in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast for today. It looks like most of the rain showers have moved out of the listening area. We'll see mostly cloudy skies with a high temperature near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warm with a high near 85 degrees. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday sunny with a high near 83. Friday things begin to cool off. A cold front moves in, and on Saturday we'll have high temperatures near 76. Sunday's highs only around 68 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 65. Topeka, cloudy 64. Manhattan, cloudy and 63 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from... This is NPR News.
When crowds become dense, it can be challenging to move around or leave because of the laws of physics. One scientist set out to better understand human crowds by studying the movements of herds of sheep.
Flow, jam, walk. Flow, jam, this kind of behavior.
I'm Andrew Limbong. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming right up on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Still a 30% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies 65. The time is 8:30.
Law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Truckloads of aid into Gaza are being ramped up with a ceasefire holding between Israel and Hamas. President Trump was in Egypt yesterday along with other world leaders to examine the future of Gaza now that the first phase of the president's 20-point peace plan has been implemented. It included Hamas releasing the 20 remaining hostages and Israel freeing more than 1,700 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. Despite the ceasefire, Hamas continues a bloody crackdown on rival Palestinian clans. Trump says they're acting with U.S. approval, as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
Videos show gun battles in the streets of Gaza and Hamas carrying out a field execution of several people accused of collaborating with Israel. The health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip declined to give NPR statistics on deaths and injuries. Hamas said in a statement that since the ceasefire with Israel, it's carrying out an operation to restore security and stability in Gaza, targeting gangs it accuses of stealing humanitarian aid. It's seen as a Hamas power battle against rival clans and militias to assert itself as the most powerful force in Gaza, even as the U.S. wants Hamas to give up its weapons and control. Asked about the Hamas crackdown, President Trump told reporters, "They do want to stop the problems, and we gave them approval for a period of time."
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Several people have been affected by an ammonia leak at a fertilizer factory in Coffeyville. The leak occurred Saturday around 4 p.m. The company that owns the factory, CVR Energy, told KOAM that after the leak, quote, several individuals were transported off-site for evaluation. The company released no information about the condition of the individuals. The company also says it's investigating what happened to cause the leak. First responders from across Montgomery County responded to the incident. Kansas saw a decrease of more than 150 people experiencing homelessness this year. As Dylan Lyson reports, though, advocates fear the count may not be as accurate in the future.
A new report shows more than 2,600 homeless people were counted across Kansas during a single night in January. That's 5% less than last year. But the Trump administration recently ordered withholding federal funds for Housing First initiatives that provide shelter for homeless people before they get treatment for issues like drug use. Shanae Eggert of the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition said in August that turning away some homeless people from shelter will make it harder to count them.
If we put forth any barriers to program enrollment, the data will be skewed.
More than 60% of the state's homeless population reside in either the Lawrence or Wichita areas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The city of Salina has approved spending another $750,000 to remove a massive log jam on the Smoky Hill River in Bill Burke Park. The city originally agreed to pay a contractor $450,000 to remove the jam in July. But since then, the obstruction has grown even larger, leading to higher costs for its removal. KSN reports the city hopes state disaster funds will cover half the cost. Weather forecast for today. National Weather Service now says there's still a 20% chance of showers until 11 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today with a high temperature near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows overnight around 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warm with a high near 85 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 65 degrees. Topeka reporting cloudy skies and 64. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from
more than 100% of the demand growth. That's the tipping point at which we can start to see fossil fuel use decline.
And that would aid significantly in curbing CO2 emissions. Alana Wise, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who served for 30 years on the court, talks about his new memoir, which explores his life on and off the Supreme Court. He spoke with Nina Totenberg. We'll hear that conversation in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Still a 20% chance we could see some showers until 11 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, the National Weather Service says today will be mostly cloudy with a high this afternoon near 78 degrees. Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 65, Manhattan cloudy and 64. The time is 8:44.
I'm Layla Faldin, a bit behind on the news.
Professor Johns Hopkins. Sergey, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition, coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, the first occasion where Paganini blended violin and guitar, his first sonata for the two, also a brass concertino by Weber, and a French wind fantasy. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, October 5th through 18th, with a reception October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m. Open to the public. Details at kjhk.org.
Yet another updated forecast from the National Weather Service just came in. Now there's a 20% chance of showers, but only until 10 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Tomorrow, sunny and warm. Highs tomorrow near 85 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 65. In Atchison, it's cloudy and 63 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Evolved along the way.
Higgins calls it a great opportunity for her students and the public to learn more about the ancient world. Let's pop some tags. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Tuesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show is up next. Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers until about 10 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Tomorrow, sunny and warm. Highs tomorrow near 85 degrees. Right now, Lawrence, cloudy skies, 66. Topeka, cloudy, 65. Manhattan, cloudy skies and 64 degrees. It's a minute after 9.